got an extra hour of sleep last night with daylight saving time, which means you have no excuse. Let's play the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will. How's it going?
Everything's excellent. How about you?
I'm doing super. We got that extra hour on Halloween weekend, which is kind of fun. So I understand this week you're going to be on the road. You're going to be in Bloomington, Indiana?
I am curating an exhibition called Sam Lloyd Puzzle King at the Lilly Rare Book Library at Indiana University. And Sam Lloyd was a 19th, early 20th century puzzle master. And the exhibition consists largely of things from my own collection. I'll be speaking about Lloyd at the library and doing audience participation word games at the Student Union on Wednesday night. Anyone can come, but I think you need to reserve a ticket.
And remind us about last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Ed Pegg Jr. I said the Hawaiian alphabet has 12 letters, 7 consonants, H, K, L, M, N, P, N, W, plus 5 vowels. And I said use all 12 of these, repeat 4 of them, and get 16 letters in all that can be arranged to name a well-known holiday item. Well, the answer is Halloween pumpkin.
Very seasonal. We received over 1,100 correct answers, and our randomly selected winner this week is Larry Benoit of Magalia, California. He joins us now on the line. Hey, Larry, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I don't know. How long has the puzzle been on? I've been listening to NPR since 78. So I've been listening since the postcard days.
Well, it was your lucky week. And what's life like in Magalia? What do you do there?
Pretty quiet. I'm retired. It's in the what they call the ridge or the foothills of the Sierra, east of Chico, which is the home of Sierra Nevada beer.
Oh, I know it. That is a good beer.
Interesting. The caller ID shows NPR, National Pub Radio.
Aha! I wish. I wish we had our own brewery inside NPR headquarters. Alas, no. So, Larry, are you ready to play the puzzle?
If I'm not, it's too late.
It's too late. Let's do it anyway. Take it away, Will.
Well, a year ago, I did a puzzle like this on the air, and here's a new version. I'm going to give you some 4-letter words. For each one, insert 2 letters in the exact middle to complete a common 6-letter word. For example, if I said pace, P-A-C-E, you would say palace, because you would stick an L-A in the middle of pace. Okay?
Got it. You got it, Larry?
I hope so.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
Number one is yeow, Y-E-O-W. What 2 letters go in right in the middle of Y-E-O-W to make
yellow?
A 6-letter word? Yellow is it. How about puce, P-U-C-E?
P-U-C-E?
Right, the color, sort of a purplish color.
Oh, puce, yeah.
What 2 letters go in between the U and the C?
Puce. Spelling's one of my challenges sometimes. P-U-C-E.
What would you use to remove some skin? You want to soften your skin. You would use this to smooth your skin.
Pumice?
Yeah.
Pumice is it. Good. Mm. Okay, your next one is colt, C-O-L-T. And I give you a hint. It is a chemical element.
Cobalt.
Yeah.
Cobalt, is it? Muon, M-U-O-N. The answer is something
to eat.
Hard to
guess the context on these.
I know. This one's tricky. Say it again, Will. What's the hint?
The hint is something to eat.
Oh, yeah. This is not very delicious, in my opinion.
Okay, Rachel, what's that
mutton
meat you don't like? Mutton, is it?
Oh, good? Mutton. I've never been a mutton eater.
No, you know what? You're not missing a lot.
I'm not big on mutton either. How about held? H-E-L-D.
Oh, Harold.
Good.
Harold is it. Good. Oral. O-R-A-L.
Oh! Got it.
O-R-A-L.
Yeah. Do you want to jump in on this one, Rachel?
Ordeal?
Ordeal. You're having an ordeal.
Ordeal.
Okay.
Yes. I've gone
this
through worse.
Yeah.
Try this. Vein. V-E-I-N.
E-I-N. Vein.
Things you don't want in your house.
Oh.
Rats.
Vermin.
And mice.
Yeah, vermin.
Vermin is it. Here's your last one. Scam. S-C-A-M.
C-A-M. Scam.
Scam.
Scram.
Scram? No.
Oh,
we...
the R is right. Now add one more letter in there.
Oh.
Scream.
Yeah.
What a scream.
Scream. That was brutal. I'm not going to lie. That was brutal. Larry, we persevered and you did it. And thus, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. If you want to read about your prizes, you can do so at our website. And before we let you go, Larry, what's your public radio station?
It's KCHO in Chico, North State Public Radio.
Great. Larry Benoit of Magalia, California. Thanks so much for playing, Larry.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, I collect lost puzzles of Sam Lloyd. And here's one I don't think anyone but me knows about. It's from an old magazine with a Sam Lloyd puzzle column. And the object is to arrange 3 9s to make 20. And there's no trick involved. Simply arrange 3 9s using any standard arithmetic signs and symbols to total 20. How can it be done?
When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for the entries is Thursday, November 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And it goes like this. If you're the winner, then we give you a call and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.